Isaiah 64, verse 1. Hallelujah. And let me give you a little content. These are the words from Prophet Isaiah. To me, he is called the prophet of Advent. Amen. And there's no one else in the Testament that casts that vision like Isaiah does of the coming Messiah of Jesus Christ himself. Amen. So in this chapter, verse 64, he kind of takes us on a prayer. So we're going to step into this chapter and we're going to be praying together with him, because we're going to become part of his story. Amen. We're going to become part of God's story, of this redeeming story. Amen. So Isaiah 64 begins saying, "Oh, that you would rend the heavens, that you would come down, that the mountains might shake at your presence, as fire burns brushwood, as fire causes brushwood, as fire causes water to boil, to make your name known to your adversaries, that the nations may tremble at your presence, when you did awesome things for which we did not look. You came down, the mountains shook at your presence. For since the beginning of the world, men have not heard nor perceived by the ear, nor has the eye seen any God besides you who acts for the one who waits for him." Father God, I just want to thank you for this word. Lord God, I step back. Lord God, Holy Spirit, take over. Speak. I join you in this teaching, Lord God. And I just thank you, Lord God, for the ears that have ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say today. Today, we hope on you, God, as we do every day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So this, you know, Prophet Isaiah wrote this book 700 years before Christ. Amen. And here, hallelujah, we see here in these particular verses, there, you know, either the people were heading into exile or they were already in exile. But this is a prayer for the Lord. Just come down, God. Come down and show up. Come down and just tear apart the heavens and move the mountains. Let these mountains just shake and tremble before you. So, you know, in the Jewish culture, to rend, as we see in verse 1, it says, "Oh, that you would rend the heavens." In the Jewish culture, to rend something is like rending or tearing down a garment. And in the culture, it was a sign of when the people were in deep despair, when they were mourning, when they were suffering, it was like an outward physical representation of what was taking place inside somebody's soul. Amen. And in these words, Isaiah is lamenting. Amen. And he draws upon an image of God, where he pleads for God, just don't just come down, but mourn with us. Lord God, feel what we're feeling. We're suffering, Lord God. So we want you to come down and just rip the heavens apart. Come down and show up. Look at what's happening around us. We're about to be held captive. Hallelujah. Or we're either going to go into captivity. So Lord God, we need your help. We need you to grieve with us. Hallelujah. Come down and tear the heavens. Amen. Do something, God. Do something. We need you, God. Amen. This is a prayer from the prophet Isaiah. Amen. And when I read this, I'm like, my Lord, have I been in desperation lately? What has grieved me lately? What has grieved you lately? Are you longing for God to join you in your grieving? What's going on in the inside of you? What's happening around you? Are you lamenting anything right now? Well, just like Isaiah, there was great suffering going on. And the people needed God to come down. So he began to pray this way. And he was lamenting. He was in great suffering. Amen. We've been there. I know I've been there. When you just say, God, what's happening? God, we need you. I need you, God. Amen. God, I need you to tear down these walls. I need a breakthrough, God. God, are you suffering with me? Do you see me, God? I don't see you moving. I don't feel you moving. Where are you, God? There's a longing. You got to have a longing for God. Ask the Lord, Lord, I need you. I need you to join in my suffering. I need you right now, God, to come alongside of me. And he continues on in verse 2. And he says, as fire burns brushwood, as fire causes water to boil, to make your name known to your adversaries, that the nations may tremble at your presence. Hallelujah. Fire makes everything come ablaze. Amen. Fire causes water to boil. Hallelujah. So I said what he's saying right now. He goes on and he asks for more. Hallelujah. He's saying, God, we're suffering. Hallelujah. But don't just grieve over what is wrong, what's happening with your people. Come down and set things right. Come down, Lord God, and fix the things that are happening. Don't just share our pain, Lord God, but do something about it. Lord God, just don't share in our pain, but be active in your healing towards us. Do something. We need a divine appearance from you, God. The prophet Isaiah is praying this. And he's also prophesying, God, we need a divine intervention. We need something that we can see, something that we can feel, something that we can touch. To get our senses going, Lord, we need to see you, God. We need to see your work at hand, Lord. We know, God, that you're working behind the scenes, God. We know that you're directing this story, God. Because you wrote the story, Lord. We know you're directing it. We need you to step in right now into center stage and do something and take on the lead role. Lord, we need you right now, God. We need the author to step into the story and become the protagonist of the story. Amen. I mean, Isaiah's crying out. Have you cried out to the Lord like this? I know I have. I said, God, you're the main character. You're the lead role. God, you're everything. You're the center of my life. I need you to step in. I need to touch you. I need to feel you. I need to see you, Lord God. I need divine intervention, Lord God. I need a breakthrough, Lord God. Where are you, God? Is this where you're at during this season of Advent? Is this where I'm at in this season of Advent? Hallelujah. Church, there is hope. There is hope. We have stepped into the story. We have become one of the Israelites. This was their prayer. This was the prophet Isaiah praying and prophesying this powerful prayer towards God. Because the Jewish people, they were in great suffering. Hallelujah. Have you ever suffered so much that you just cry out to God? God, I need you. I need you to fix this. I need direction here. I need the fire of the Holy Spirit to touch me. I need to feel your heat. I need to feel your healing, Lord. Lord, I need you. And he continues on in verse 3. When you did awesome things for which we did not look, you came down. The mountains shook at your presence. Hallelujah. He's reminding God, you did some awesome things in the past, Lord, that we didn't even expect. And the mountains trembled before you. And just as the prophet is praying this, hallelujah, as we know, 700 years later, he does answer. He really does answer the call of the prophet. Amen. God answers this powerful prayer through a scandalous mystery of incarnation, of the incarnation of the Lord Jesus Christ. But certainly not in the way we expected. We didn't see fire coming down. We didn't see, we couldn't touch it at that time. We just couldn't see, we couldn't even see the mountains shaking or anything like that. But he himself, God himself, came down and became the story through incarnation. And he became part of the story. Hallelujah. He came down from the heavens. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we know in our lives that sometimes we want those trembling mountains that Isaiah is speaking about right now, that blazing fire to come down. Just like that fire came down when Moses at the burning bush, there was fire. That fire let Moses, hallelujah, just when the fire was in front of Elijah on Mount Carmel, there was a fire, there was deliverance, there was an awesome miracle that took place. We want that fire, we want that blazing fire of the Lord to come in and intervene in our lives.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
So a prophet I said, saying, I want to see that again. We want to see that again. We want to see those miracles again. He mentions, you did some awesome things. He did. He delivered the nation of Israel.
Yes.
My Lord, he parted the Red Sea.
Yes, he did.
He delivered. He used Gideon. Out of all the thousands of men that the Gideon's army had, God only used 300 men to deliver them. Hallelujah. From this fight.
Yep.
300 men.
That's right.
He caused the other army to come into chaos and disorder with one another. That's God.
That's right.
So the prophet, I said, man, you did some awesome things, God. And we need to see that again.
Yes.
You did some awesome things that the mountain shook, that the street shook. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. That our eyes couldn't believe it. How you parted that Red Sea. Imagine being one of the Israelites walking with Moses and that sea just parted. Can you just imagine that miracle? It must have been an amazing sight.
Awesome.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we, you know what? We need to be reminded. We need to remind ourselves the awesome things that God did.
Yes.
That God did in our lives.
Yes.
We need to be reminded of that. How he brought fire down. How he divinely intervened. Maybe at one time in your life. Maybe two times. Maybe three times. Maybe several times in your life. When we pray to God, God answers.
Yes, he does.
God always answers.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
And you're to yearn for that fire to come down again. You are to yearn for those miracles to come down again. Hallelujah. You are to yearn to witness and see those signs and wonders that God did from the Old Testament all the way into the New, all the way to today.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I know I want to see that again. I want to see that in my life. I want to see that in this church. Hallelujah. And it's possible. It's possible. If you believe, it's possible. And I'm a believer. I believe. I believe that God can do some awesome things that we are not expecting for him to do. I believe, just like the prophet Isaiah, that God can do it all, that he can do the miracle because he is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore.
Amen. Yes.
I want that fire. I want that consuming fire to be in my life, to be in your life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You need to know it, that you know it, that the fire of the Holy Spirit is yours. Yeah. It's in the inside of you. Just call it out and it shall be. Just call out the name of the Lord and it shall be. Amen. The prophet I said, call out. He called out on God. He prayed in lamentation. Hallelujah. He prayed and the Lord answered.
Yes.
The Lord answered. The Lord will answer you. The Lord will answer me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because God is faithful.
Yes, he is.
Because he's the redeemer of all things. Because he loves us unconditionally. God is merciful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Verse 4, it says,
Amen.
For since the beginning of the world, men have not heard nor perceived by the ear, nor has the eye seen any God besides you, who acts for the one who waits for him.
Amen.
Amen. From the beginning of the worlds, since ancient times,
yes,
no one has heard, no ear has perceived, no eye has seen any God besides God, our Heavenly Father, who so graciously and so confidently and so lovingly acts on behalf of those who wait for him.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We see in the Old Testament that God was continuously making covenant with the Jewish people. He made a covenant with Adam and Eve. He made a covenant with Noah and his family. He made a covenant with Abraham and Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
He made a covenant with Moses. And the people of promise, hallelujah, he made a covenant with King David and future kingdoms. He's made covenants.
Yes.
But God does more than make a covenant with them. At the dawn, at the end. No, at the dawn, at the beginning of the New Testament, he becomes one of them. God becomes the Lord Jesus Christ. God, in through incarnation, becomes one of us, one of them, and he makes covenant. He makes covenant with us now. Hallelujah. He became one of them, and he became covered under God the Father. He became part of the story of God. Amen. The redeeming story of God. Hallelujah. And isn't that what we want today? We want God to come down, to come down, to come down and intervene. come down and intervene in our lives. Hallelujah. Just the way he intervene in our past circumstances. Hallelujah. We want God to do something today that he's already done in the past for us. We want God, so we seek the Lord. We pray for God. God, we need you, God. Lord God, we need you to intervene divinely right now. I need your intervention right now, God. Just the way you did it in the past, Lord God, I know you can do it today because you are a true God. You are a faithful God. And whatever you took me out of then, I know you can do it today, Lord God. We need you, God. And when God shows up in your life, guess what? It just increases your faith. It increases your faith, and it makes you to continue to call on him for help, because our help comes only from the Lord our God in our time of need. Only God can make things change. Only God can change people. Only God can change circumstances. Only God can intervene in that war that's happening in the country of Israel. Only God, divine intervention, can make a difference. Hallelujah. Because God is in control. God is still in control. Hallelujah. And we want God, we need God to intervene in our lives. We need God to intervene in our situations. We need God to intervene within our church. We need God to intervene in our waiting. Hallelujah.
Yes, amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No one has seen any other God but God himself. There's only one and true and only God. That is God the Father. That is Adonai. Amen. Hallelujah. God is our creator. He's the author of our story. And he's the author of this redemptive story. Amen. And the prophet Isaiah says, those who wait on God, those who wait on God and those who obey God will live faithfully according to his will. Are you waiting on God for something? What are you doing in the meantime? To wait on God and to obey him with a joyful heart means to live faithfully according to his will, according to the blueprints that he has given us through his words. To wait on God is to wait expecting. To wait on God is to wait for something that he's going to do, that you really believe he's going to answer your prayer. And it's going to be in his time. It's going to be in his time. But we just need to wait on God. Yes. Wait on God. And while waiting, continue to obey him. Don't just sit there and do nothing. Just wait on God. Just like the Israelites, they waited and they waited and they waited. There was a hope that was placed here. There was a prayer that was placed by the prophet Isaiah.
Amen.
Because they needed hope. They were hopeless. They needed hope. They needed rescuing. So they turned to God and they prayed, and the prophet prayed, and the prophet prayed, and he lamented, and he was suffering. God, don't just suffer with me, but Lord God, do something about it, Lord. Do something about it, God. And as you're working behind the scenes, Lord, I tell you right now, Lord God, I'm just going to wait on you. I'm going to wait on you because I know it is coming. I know the time of redemption is coming. I know the time of deliverance is coming, Lord. I'm just going to wait on you, God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And while I wait on you, Lord God, continue to use me as a prophet. That's what I say. I say, continue to use me. I'm going to continue to obey your word. I'm going to continue to obey the voice that I'm listening to. I'm going to continue to live joyfully.
Amen.
In you, God, while I continue to wait, while I continue to do your will according to your word, I'm going to wait patiently because I know it's going to happen. I don't know when it's going to happen, but I know it's going to happen. So I'm going to sit here and wait patiently and continue to rest on my prayer and continue to rest on you. Hallelujah. Has God done something in your life? Has he answered your prayer in the past? Are you praying for something to happen? Are you on his waiting list? Hallelujah. What are you doing while you're waiting? Are you just sitting and doing nothing? Or are you waiting in that secret place? Are you coming into his presence in that secret place? Are you going into that Gethsemane in that secret place? Are you laying yourself down at his feet in that secret place? Hallelujah. Are you speaking to God? Are you seeking the Lord? Are you speaking his word? What are you doing during this time of waiting? I know all of us are waiting for something to happen. Hallelujah. I can begin to say, I'm waiting for one of my children to turn himself back to God. Hallelujah. I'm waiting, hallelujah, certain things to happen in my life. I'm waiting for the temple of praise and worship at Promise Christian Ministries to open its doors. I'm waiting on God, hallelujah, for the promises that he has made in my personal life. I'm waiting on God for the promises that he has made at the church at Promise Christian Ministries. I'm waiting on God. Amen.
Amen.
I know we're all waiting for something.
Amen.
I'm waiting on the lost world on the lost of this world to be saved, to seek to you, to know you, God. I'm waiting, Lord God, for others to be saved. I'm waiting, Lord God, to contact and connect with others so that I can share the good news of the gospel. I'm waiting, God, for you to open the door so we can be a resource center. I'm waiting on you, God, that you open the doors at Promise Christian Ministries so we can be a big enough life for the community. I'm waiting on you, God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. This is what's happening in this prayer. This is a heartfelt prayer from the prophet. What are you waiting on God for? And in the wait, what are you doing about it? Are you seeking the Lord? Are you fasting? Are you calling those things that are not as if they are? Are you praying for your children? If you want them to see the Lord, if you want them to be saved, are you praying for them? Are you declaring the word of God over their life? What are you waiting on? What are you waiting on? Are you waiting for a new job? Are you waiting for a new mate? What are you waiting on? Well, we're in the season of hope. And I truly believe this is a season of miracles.
Yes.
It's Christmas. Mm-hmm. It is Christmas. It's all about the Lord. It's all about the Savior. Hallelujah. What are you waiting on? Well, during this season, we're hanging on to these words. Amen.
Amen.
During the season of Advent, we hang on to his words during this time of the year. We are waiting for the arrival of the promised Savior. Hallelujah. We know the Savior. Many people don't know the Savior. And boy, he makes a grand entrance. Boy, doesn't he make a grand entrance. When he comes into the story, God himself, the author of the story, comes into the story in a scandalous way. Hallelujah. He comes to an unmarried, pregnant, teenage, female girl, young girl, who's about to get married. Scandalous. Hallelujah. But God is so faithful. God is so faithful. Hallelujah. Are you waiting for the ground to shake?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I know I'm waiting. I'm waiting for the ground to shake around me. I'm waiting for that fire to come down. I'm waiting for that miracle, just like the miracle when the Virgin Mary was pregnated by the Holy Spirit. That was a miracle in itself. And the Lord God, he comes in to the story as a baby. And once again, during Advent, we are reminded that the Lord Jesus fulfills our greatest expectations in a way that we never expected. The Savior of the world is born at Christmas time. So during this month, this is a month of great hope. A reminder, God is here. Our Savior is here. The Lord Jesus, he's alive. He's well. Amen.
Amen.
And whatever you're hoping for, believe in your heart and it shall be. Mm-hmm. Believe in Amen. Your heart and it shall be.
Yes, Lord.
Ask whatever you want, and believe in your heart, and it shall be. The prophet Isaiah, he prayed, he prophesied about the coming Messiah, and it was at the right appointed time, the Lord God himself became the protagonist of this redemptive story, of this Amen. Beautiful story yes, of Christmas.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
So during this time of Advent, reflect, meditate, think about the Christmas story, think about right now, how we stepped into the story ourselves, the prayer, the suffering, the expectation, the hope, and the answer that was given. The Lord Jesus is the answer prayer for Prophet Isaiah
yes.
and the people. Hallelujah. The Lord Jesus is our answer prayer. In Christ, Amen. There's hope. In Christ, Amen. There's salvation.
Amen.
In Christ, there's deliverance.
Amen.
In Christ, there's healing.
Hallelujah.
In Christ, there's protection. In Christ, there's provision.
Yes.
In Christ, we have everything that we need. Amen.
Hallelujah.
So take these words and be reminded and stay hopeful, because the Lord Jesus, he was born and he lived And he died. But he resurrected.
Amen.
So that today we can live joyfully in him. At peace in him. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
We have an eternal home in Christ.
Yes.
And while that's still hopefully far away, far away, amen, right now, today, there's hope.
Yes.
In the waiting, there's hope. In
yes.
the waiting, be faithful. In the waiting, be grateful. In the waiting, be joyful. In the waiting.
Amen.
God will answer. Whatever prayer you have, God will answer at his right appointed time. Because God is God.
Yeah.
We are not. God is in control.
Yes, he is.
But this story is one that should bring you great peace and joy. If it wasn't for the Lord, none of us would be here right now. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I hope
yes,
this word has blessed you.
Amen.
I hope this
Amen.
Word has enlightened you. Allow
yes.
the Holy Spirit to reveal. Allow the Holy Spirit to reveal the word to you.
Yes.